Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Slipping, sliding, drifting. What is drifting? Well, we were talking about this last week, okay? On Friday's show, we got talking about drifting. I'd never heard of it before. We were told we had to speak to James Dean. He's from Cork, and apparently he's the best drifter on the planet. He's on the line. James Dean, if that is your real name, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm honored to speak to you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
I'm a bit thick when it comes to things like this. I'm still not really getting the whole drifting thing. Can you explain simply to me, to my listeners, what is drifting?
Yeah, so I love the song you picked anyway, first of all. I was laughing when I heard it. But basically, it's a motorsport like no other. We're driving really high horsepower cars. For example, pro-level cars have about 800 horsepower to 1,000 horsepower. So it's a hell of a lot more power than, you know, your everyday road car, which might have 150 or 200. And all of this power is going to the rear tires. So basically, when you accelerate really hard, the rear tires start spinning and the car starts sliding, or what we call drifting.
Okay.
And basically, it's a judged motorsport, unlike any other, so we're not timed against the clock like you see in rallying or track racing. We got three judges, and the judges set out a course that we're, you know, judged to drift on. So you have clipping points, which means that you have to get your car sideways, drifting through the course, and get into these painted boxes on the ground. And more angle, speed, and style, so, you know, how close you're pushing it to the limit, because if you overpush, you might spin out. Or if you push too hard, you might crash or hit a wall or something like this. We're basically judged out of 100 points. And then it goes into a knockout system, which is like a top 32, top 16, top 8, top 4, the final. And you go head-to-head with an opponent.
Mm.
So when you're, there's two cars, so you're going, you have a lead car first. So if you're the higher qualifier, you lead first. Your job is, again, try to get as close to a 100-point run as possible. And the chase driver is supposed to mimic what you're doing in the lead position. So he wants to get as close to you as possible. Pretty much like the two cars could be drifting up to 100 miles per hour or faster, and there might be inches or millimeters between the cars going sideways. So it's really, really a spectacle. If you want to know more about it, I think the easiest way to check it out is by searching it on YouTube, and it makes sense that a lot easier. It's quite hard to explain over the radio, but it's high adrenaline, big speed, big impact, and it's a huge show for the fans that watch it.
Sounds
so
hot.
I live
dangerous.
To do it, basically.
Dangerous. It sounds dangerous. You know, have you had any close calls, James?
Yeah, so like I have had crashes in the past, but what we're really lucky with is in professional drifting, the cars are built like, you know, World Rally Championship cars, so safety is a huge element. For both the fans and the drivers. The cars are built to a really high level. So we have roll cages, we have, you know, we're strapped into our seats, we have hand devices. So if you have a sudden stop, your helmet can't, you know, your neck can't overstretch. All the fire safety equipment, race.
And you're in one piece. Let's just be clear. Like, you've had a few close calls, but you've no injuries?
I've never, ever been injured, thank God. And
oh,
I'm
wow.
doing it 15 years now.
Well, that's incredible. Well, you're the best in the world, so you know that's
well,
why.
I don't say that myself, but you know we try our best.
But the amount of texts
anyway.
I got in saying you have to speak to James Dean, James Dean. I thought people were having a laugh. I was like, what? So we had to speak.
It's not my
to you.
Stage name either. It's after a relative. So.
Okay.
Everyone asks me, is that your stage name? No, it's my real name.
It's your real name.
It just got lucky.
When did you first start drifting?
Yeah, so I come from a big motorsport background. My dad used to build rally cars in Ireland, and he used to rally himself with my uncles. So I guess the kids really had no choice but to, go driving at some point. And the sport of drifting first came to Ireland very grassroots back in 2002. And my older brother Mike, so I'm the youngest by 10 years in my family, my older brother Mike and my other brother Ken, they used to rally at the time, but my brother Mike started drifting in the first ever drift event in Ireland. I was just 10 years old, saw the event. My brother ended up winning the event, and I just got obsessed with drifting. So started playing it on the PlayStation, Gran Turismo, watching all the videos from, like, it was huge in Japan at the time. So we had really bad internet down here in Castletown Road, which is still not much better at the moment. But you would watch, wait for a video to load from Japan, and I just got addicted.
How big in Ireland is it, James?
It's growing massively. So, like, in the world of, you know, social media, it's very popular. There's a lot of great drivers in Ireland that compete worldwide. And, like, we had the first round of the European Championship in Mondello Park about a month ago. And we had, 20 or 25 drivers come from all over Europe to compete in Ireland. And there was, like, 12,000 people in Mondello Park. So it was a huge crowd in Mondello, one of the biggest events Mondello ever had. And it was for the sport we love, which is called drifting.
Drifting, so, yeah. But you don't just compete. You also do a bit of stunt driving for movies as well. What movies would we have seen your work in?
So definitely competition is my main thing. But we did get some stunt work as well. So the most popular thing I would have been involved in was a Netflix movie called Six Underground with Michael Bay. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that, but basically it's an action movie, and there's a green Alfa Romeo Giulietta.
In the opening scene,
and I did all of the drift driving you see in that green car. So I didn't do any of the major crashes or explosions or anything like that, but the actual drifting through the streets of Italy, different cities in Italy, that was me driving. So I had James Franco and Ryan Reynolds was in the passenger seat doing, you know, acting next to me.
What's he like?
Very, very cool guy. Very, very relaxed. And I'll never forget the first run I did with him in the car. Michael Bay told me, he said, "Don't mess this up. You cannot mess this up." He said, "It's the first movie I'm after getting with Ryan Reynolds." And he said, "Everything is on you right now. Don't mess it up."
No pressure.
And I was like, "Right, don't worry, it's okay." And they had huge cameras mounted to the windscreen, like phantom cameras. And like we did all the rehearsals in a different car. And it was the first time going into the camera car. And I was like, "Oh, let's hope this goes okay." And basically, went very well, thank God. And Ryan forgot all his lines in the first run because he said he was focusing, trying not to get sick. So.
Absolutely breaking it. That's deadly. But is it true you're in a relationship with Drift Queen, Becky Evans, who's into motorsports as well?
Yeah. I'm with. So Becky actually interviewed me at Goodwood Festival of Speed back in 2018. And we got on very well. It was the first time I ever met her. And we just stayed in touch. And basically it turned into a relationship. And she's based in the UK. So she works with Red Bull Motorsports, Top Gear, like a number of things. Her main thing is presenting, and she also drifts as well for fun. She presents the European Drift Masters Championship. It's a big thing. I've been lucky enough to compete like all over the world, like in the Middle East. So.
Deadly. So, James, what's next? What's next for you in the drifting world?
Keep on going, really. So, I was lucky enough to be the only driver in professional drifting to win the U.S. Championship three years in a row.
Wow!
And that was probably my biggest achievement to date. But for me personally, I think I would like to go to Japan because that's where it started. The sport started. I've never even had the chance to visit Japan, so I'd love to go there. Compete with the Japanese and see how
Amazing.
It goes there. But we've been very lucky with it and absolutely love what I do. I'm very lucky to have, you know, turned my dream into a job. I've been doing it full time now since 2013, and I have two of my best friends working for me, so it's like a dream situation.
I
my family
so.
Are fully behind me, and it's great, but
You're
we work hard and Yeah, try our best. That's all you can do.
Well, look, thank you so much for opening our eyes to drifting, something that I didn't know existed in this country, let alone the world. It's lovely to speak to you. You're spoken and thought of very highly in this country from the amount of texts we got in saying we had to speak to you. Stay safe, will you?
I will. Well, thank you. Pleasure talking to you.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks, James. There we go. That is James Dean, probably the best drifter on the planet. Go and check him out. YouTube. They're all over social media. They have lots of competitions coming up. He is the best drifter on the planet, but more importantly, he's from Cork.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.